So I got my bowl of popcorn ready, Ray, and my iced tea yesterday, 12:30 our time. I was waiting for that White House press briefing, and boy, Sean Spicer has put brief back into the briefing, hasn't he?
You were ready for him. Everybody's ready for him to drop the mic, kick over the lectern, and walk away.
And then Al DeVorin would walk up and say, Sean has left the building, the Spicy has left the building. No, it basically came down to this.
I have not asked the president since the last time we spoke about this. And I haven't spoken to him on it about the reason. I don't know. I honestly haven't asked him that specific question. I said I have not had a discussion with him on the question. I haven't talked to the president specifically about this. Yeah, I have not had an opportunity to have that discussion. I have not asked him. I have not asked the president. I haven't asked him.
Okay.
And get back to you.
We were really ready to say goodbye yesterday.
I will remember.
So hold on.
That's no indication that it happened.
No, the Senate. No, I know. I haven't talked to the president specifically about this. I have not asked the president. I haven't asked him. I can get back to you.
Let your life pass you by.
No. So, okay. So we're supposed to. No, I'm not. I just said it to Jonathan. Right. And I think that we've already cleared that up. Thank you guys very much. I look forward to seeing you all tomorrow. Take care.
John Berman of CNN, did you have your box of tissues ready yesterday? And then was somewhat disappointed when he said, no, I'm sticking around.
Well, you guys have issues, first of all.
I'll take obvious statements for 1,000, Alex.
Fantastic montage. Look, here's the thing, is that I actually know Sean and have known him for a long time. And anyone who's in the business, he's actually been historically someone who has been pleasant to work with, and watching him in this job for the last 6 months has been somewhat uncomfortable for him personally, I think, watching him, and probably for the administration, and there have been so many rumors that he was on the way out or about to be gone, you just don't know what to believe anymore. You get the sense that he's not going to be briefing much longer, if they keep on having briefings at all. I mean, if they're down to one a week, he did this one, who knows how many more he'll do at this point.
Are you and the other members of the White House press corps, I know you're not with the Brent White House press corps, but certainly you've covered the White House plenty of times. Do you think they will submit? And Donald Trump has made this kind of a part of his foundation of his popularity. It's like, it's me against them. Trump and Trump's supporters against the press. Are you willing to submit your questions in writing in advance? Or will you just, not you specifically, but the White House press corps say, nope. You can get your word out through Twitter. We'll go our own way.
Look, you know, I'm not sure that it's in anyone's interest, if this is set up as an us against them. The bottom line here is that what everyone should want is the administration to face questions and to have their statements and policies tested. Not challenged necessarily, but just tested. What do you mean by that? What are you going to do about this? And remember, I mean, right now, you know, things are reasonably safe around the world or in this country right now. We're not in a crisis situation, but there will come a time when the American people need to hear from the White House on certain subjects, and one of the ways they will need to communicate is through the press and through these briefings, and that's why you have them. I mean, it's to get the information out there and to have the American people learn about it and ask these questions through the media. Now, not everyone likes every aspect of the media, but this is a good way. It has worked over time. And I don't think anyone should be afraid to answer questions.
John Berman is here from CNN. He hosts Newsroom coming up in just a minutes over there on CNN.
You know, in Georgia 6 last night, people were ready for there possibly to be a loss from the GOP, and then there'd be retirements, and Trump was gonna quit the job. But basically today he does an end zone dance. Is this a surprise to anybody?
I don't think it's a surprise. Everyone I was talking to the last couple days thought that Handel might win out here. It doesn't mean it's not a huge disappointment for the Democrats here. This is the most expensive House race in history. John Ossoff spent a fortune and had a fortune spent on his behalf. So did the Republican, Karen Handel. So that, you know, money was not an object here. The president's popularity, you know, really historically low for this stage in administration. So you're not going to have a better shot at this district. It is a Republican-leaning district, heavily leaning district. I mean, Price, who was the congressman who's now the HHS secretary, won it by like 23 points when he ran in November. So, you know, it's a seat that's been in Republican hands for a long, long time. However, it's the type of seat that Democrats are going to need to win going, or be able to win going forward, if they want to make inroads in this country, the way the demographics are shifting. It's a very educated district right now. So you have these white, highly educated people who there was thought might be turned off by the Trump administration, but just weren't. And yes, they got close, and they, you know, they closed a huge gap there, as they have in the other special elections. But sooner or later, you need to win something. I found in my trophy case last night. I don't have a trophy case. I found in my kids' room, I should say, my 1982 Little League participation trophy. It's going to make an appearance on TV in about 20 minutes, I might add.
Oh, and, that's cool. That'll be interesting.
And it's nice to have, but it's won me exactly zero votes in Congress, just like the special elections have for Democrats.
Yeah, close counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
And Ebola.
Yeah.
And Ebola. Manu Raju, your colleague, caught John McCain, I thought. Again, he does a terrific job in catching McCain, especially. And McCain seemed very, very sarcastic about this behind-closed-door cobbling together, reconciling the House health care bill. Mitch McConnell's going to drop that on us tomorrow, you hear, and then the CBO score over the weekend, and then what, 2 or 3 days, and they vote on it next week?
That's the plan. That is the plan. I mean, that's what Mitch McConnell claims. Mitch McConnell, who apparently is writing this bill with his staff, you know, behind closed doors, and no other Republicans, let alone Democrats, know what's in it. You know, and don't forget, it was the Republicans who complained 7 years ago that Obamacare was being crafted in secrecy, which looks, you know, is clear as day compared to what's happening right now. The Democrats had 25 days of debate in the Senate floor. They had all kinds of hearings. That's vastly different than this. Now, it may be the best way for Mitch McConnell to get this through. It may be the best chance it has to get passed. And you're hearing from these Republicans like John McCain, who was quite acerbic yesterday, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, who are upset it's being done in secret. But there are critics of them who will say, you know what, if you're so upset about this, vote against it when it comes to the floor. Most people think what's going to happen is, yeah, they're going to grumble and say, hey, we wish this wasn't done in secret. And then when push comes to shove, they'll fall in line.
Yeah, I don't see anybody courageous enough, John McCain included, to tube the repeal of Obamacare just because he didn't get enough time looking at the bill. John, thank you very much for your time. I look forward to seeing your participation trophy in just minutes on CNN.
It's surprisingly small. I remember it being bigger in 1982.
Yeah. Hey, but you tried as hard as you could.
Everything was bigger back in those days.
I did. All right.
Thanks, John. Take care. There's John Berman from CNN's newsroom joining us here on WLS.